The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus put a parable before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, his enemy came, sowed darnel all among the wheat, and made off. When the new wheat sprouted and ripened, the darnel appeared as well. The owner's servants went to him and said, "Sir, was it not good seed that you sowed in your field? If so, where does the darnel come from?" "Some enemy has done this," he answered. And the servants said, "Do you want us to go and weed it out?" But he said, "No, because when you weed out the darnel, you might pull up the wheat with it. Let them both grow till the harvest. And at harvest time, I shall say to the reapers, 'First collect the darnel and tie it in bundles to be burnt, then gather the wheat into my barn.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. I've said before from this pulpit, certainly over the last 8 years, that the parable I have just read for you is likely to be one that you have rarely heard a sermon on. And yet it is a pity, because it brings into a little story all the compassion, the understanding, and the all-seeing eye of God. Jeremiah speaks for God. He said, "I, at any rate, am not blind." God sees what is inside in us. He knows the thoughts of our hearts. He knows where anger and hatred and jealousy and bitterness and sarcasm have their root. He is not blind. He knows that as soon as I come out of the sarcasty, what kind of man I am. He knows what kind of women and men you are as you come through the door. He is not blind. And yet, within the heart of God, there is an understanding of his creation. More than an understanding, there's a deep love. He fathers us forth each day, each breath we breathe, each step we take, each movement of our body, each friend we greet, all is gift. And so you have on the one hand the catalogue of our failures, and there isn't one here, including me, who could not make a little list. And yet, side by side with that, you have this consuming compassion of God that seems and always balances and burns away the dross, the darnel, the stuff that clogs our spiritual lives. This parable is powerful. It has rarely made its way into the teachings in our schools or in our seminaries. The idea that you could rest easy with the fact that you were aware of limitation. Shall we pull the weeds out? For generations of Catholic theology, certainly over the last 200-300 years, the answer would have been yes. You must root out everything that is contrary to the gospel in your life. Don't dare come near communion until you are perfect. But that is not what Jesus says. Jesus says, "No, no, no. Let both grow until the harvest, and then I'll take care of it." Let both grow. Find in yourself today the seeds of goodness. Thank God for what you discover, and allow the Spirit of God to bring new life to all the goodness within you. And then the wheat will flourish, and then there will be a harvest for God to gather into his kingdom.